traffic stop in general, was it unnecessary? Are these types of stops unnecessary, or did you find the officers were within their purview to do that?
They observed an unsafe backing, which attracted their attention to the vehicle. They followed the vehicle in their unmarked car in plain clothes for a couple of blocks, and the people in the vehicle continued to look back over their shoulder and begin to duck down. And the officers, because they're in a street narcotics enforcement unit and a weapons seizure unit, began to think that that was probably what's going on. They were beginning to secret things under the area. That changes it from a simple traffic stop into a situation that could be a larger and more serious and dangerous traffic stop. So in that context, the answer would be yes. And I think it was necessary to make the stop. There were several errors that were made subsequent to that. The question is that the best use of a highly trained enforcement team, or whether that those ought to be concentrating in other areas? And that's a decision that the board thought had discussed for some time. And we think that it needs to be rethought and retraining, and we talked to the commissioner and to the deputy commissioner and to the chief of internal oversight, and they also were taking a look at this.
Mr. Stewart, in terms of the review,
yes, sir.
And was the law enforcement officer's Bill of Rights considered in any of this as far as the department carrying out its investigation? I know that was one criticism that came up during city council hearings.
Yes, the officer's Bill of Rights requires that the officers do not have to give information, that we cannot release certain information. For example, what happens frequently is that the subject's criminal record is released, but there's no release of any information about the officer's conduct or any kind of discipline before him or training failures. But that is prohibited by the Maryland State Police Officer's Bill of Rights, and so that kind of information has to be excluded, and it was excluded from this report.
Commissioner, in a follow-up, again, this Bill of Rights was criticized heavily during over the course of two city council hearings. And I know at one point it said that it really tied the hands of the police department in carrying out its administrative review. Is this something that the department is going to look at when the session rolls around in January?
That's not something that the police department reviews. It's like any other law. That is a law that has been put into place, and our responsibility is to carry it out. It's set up to ensure that officers have a fair and impartial discipline process. I think if there's going to be any response to that, that comes from the legislators. That's above my head. It's above my position on the food chain.
Commissioner, are you happy with the progress that you've made so far in these recommendations?
Mr. Stewart has done other work in other agencies. As I walked in the door, we've taken a lot of those steps. What we've done in this organization is taking a lot of national best practices. We're putting them in place. We're moving very quickly. We're changing and adapting the organization. We're shifting the culture within this organization, and it takes time to shift culture. We're getting buy-in from the command staff, the unions, and trying to align the organization. I think everyone feels here, when I talk to the men and women who diligently go out on that street every day and every night to risk their lives to keep the city safe, is that they want to be seen as one of the best. And part of what we're doing is trying to build this organization as it goes not only to become one of the best at doing our job, but one of the best at serving this community in a constitutional way. And I put the emphasis in serving this community in a constitutional way, the way that the city expects us to serve it.
This report was in points very, very critical. What stood out to you? What surprised you, if anything?
We're still going through the report. The purpose of this report was to be open and honest, and that's what they are, open and honest and transparent.
Has all this information been communicated directly to the West family?
We are in the process or have gotten it done. I've gotten the direction earlier today to present this document to the West family in completion.
Do you envision adopting all the recommendations? Is anything to jump out at you that you will implement?
There again, we're going through the document as whole. A lot of it we have already implemented, so the majority of it that I know of at this point in time is right in line with what we're trying to do to accomplish. I think they've done a great job. They've done exactly what we asked them to do, is to be transparent and to help us change.
Commissioner, if I may, today was the funeral for Mackenzie Elliott. There was a report that you're seeking a person of interest. Can you say anything for the media about that?
We've been seeking a person of interest, this entire week. We've been one step behind a person of interest that we've been looking for. We've served several search warrants at this direction. We are closing in on the noose on that. What I was told is that the person called in. They said that they intended to turn themselves in. They were supposed to by 2 o'clock. We haven't slowed down. We won't slow down. We haven't backed off. And we continue to move in a straight, very, very strong way to bring the person in.
Are you saying he didn't show at 2?
He hasn't showed at this time, the last I checked, in the last hour.
So are you still actively looking for him?
We're on it. We're still on the hunt.
Any other questions regarding today's press conference? If not, thank you very much. Commissioner, thank you. Members of the board, thank you very much.